thank you to all of our pre-listeners for a conversation about Atlanta Seal. There's an old Seal that I think that's the one. That's the winner. Switch back.
We'll bring it back.
Yeah, we'll bring it back. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose, and you're tuned in probably on 91.5 or WMFO.org. If you want to call us, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Or just call myself or...
myself.
There it is.
If you know.
Yeah, if you don't know who that is, then... thanks for listening, because
buckle up.
You're like outside of our sphere of our sphere of five people that listen to the show. So, you know, I appreciate it. Yeah. What kind of music do we have this time?
I think, as we discussed, you could label it as what was that, replacement level indie nonsense?
Yeah. Yes.
To stick to the corporate standard here at Fast.
Yeah, that's our corporate standard. We no longer maximize shareholder value. We are all for maximizing just the number of, like, here's some names that would just be cool on a shirt of like an old record store, and yeah, I don't know. I made this comment. Somebody was like buying a pair of pants. I was like, what are you doing buying a pair of pants? You can get your like, it's Austin Christmas. You can find pants on the street. And he was like, I don't know if you're joking, you know. And I was like, I am looking for some pants. Yeah. So if you see any, you just see like a box of pants,
like, just rifle through those.
Just look at them.
Check the tags.
Make sure they're not wet. And and if they are, then I'll take them straight over to the laundromat. It's no big deal. Wet pants. Come on.
It's a low bar.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to, like, conceivably, if you're giving away pants, it would be one more extra step to pee on all of those pants. You know, like, to screw around with those pants is like way one more step. And like, who is getting those pants? Like, you're putting those out on the street because you don't want to see them again. And if someone takes them, or if they go in the trash, then okay.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic transaction.
Yeah, well, for me, I was at the Salvation Army buying pants yesterday, and it was like $8.99, and to next week those same pants will be like $3.99, and so I think I'm gonna wait.
Smart.
Yeah. All right, well,
more on that later.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let's you got it.
All right.
Cha-cha Bambina. Cha-cha Bambina. My Christian heart cannot withstand the thundering arena. I see you when the violence ends. For now, cha-cha Bambina.
To an extent, yeah.
Take my body home, let me out of night. Like I was an awful, then I led you across. Look at what's to come. Just
car. Top down, run the block, not too fast. All I need is bass on the stereo. So I turn it up and it goes like ah, 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 oh. It's a beat so sweet that I stop in the middle of the street. Then a kid runs up and he says, I don't know you, but that sounds fresh.
When I need a hand, no matter where I am, I pick up the vibrations. Where the music plays all the time, every day, now I'm stuck on rotation. I just put the radio on, heard a song, I can't stop thinking about it. Though it didn't last very long, it's in my head. Plus I didn't catch who it was, but it sort of sounded like a big hit. I ain't gonna play it some more, guess I'll keep on listening.
Sarah, how did it go?
Like, oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
I don't know.
Well, if nobody can help me, did I imagine this melody? When I need a hand, no matter where I am, I pick up the vibrations. Where the music plays all the time, every day, now I'm stuck on rotation.
Logging back on because we have to have a conversation about that song.
What song was that?
That song was, I guess we should go through everything. That was Kiro Kiro Benito. The name of that song was Heard a Song. Before that, we had you want to do this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let the record show that Kiro Kiro Benito was Nate's choice.
Yeah, I don't.
However, okay. With the caveat, which we'll explain later.
Yes.
Anyways, before that was Yumi Zuma with the song Bruise, and then we opened with Bambina by Vampire Weekend. That one was for my mom. What's up, mom?
Hey,
yeah?
Claire?
That's my sister.
All right. A lot of Claires out there. A lot of Claire's sister Claire's out there.
Shout out, Claire. She's on there.
Shout out to Molly, who's listening to music right now on our joint Google Play account. Thanks for your support, your show. Thanks for support, babe. Anyway, so we've had this like whole, okay, so we've got some really cool friends that allow me to hang out with them. Big shouts to Patrick and Hannah. Also, you know, go Georgia Tech. Big time matchup tonight against Clemson.
Yeah.
Not
much to be said about that hasn't been said already.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to call in and have some takes on the Yellow Jackets Tigers matchup on the
Join
ACC
us for
Network
Sports Hour.
Yes. But anyway, so I've like been over at their house and they've been listening to a bunch of Kiro Kiro Benito, and I've been like, it's different because they usually listen to kind of more punk or emo type music, and then all of a sudden this like really, do I call it bubblegum? I've been describing it that way, but I just like straight ahead pop music. It's under straight up pop on Google Play Music if you're looking for genres, where like it's, you know, in English it's like they're like English, like they're like a London-based band, but then she a lot of times sings in Japanese. So I don't know. I mean,
what do you make of that, man?
I don't know. Like the song is great. Like you listen to the song and you're like, this is pop music, and it's better pop music than like anything Taylor Swift has just released. But also, like, is it too childish? And am I too self-serious? Am I too sophistic in my like predilections that I like don't want this to be part of like someone's image of me? Like,
of,
oh yeah,
a lot of big words in there.
Took the GRE this summer, and that involved a lot of flashcards.
Yeah, I think seems like your main emotion here is confusion.
That's exactly what it is. Shout out to Molly, who did text me about playing the song. I'm totally listening to your show, Molly. Big time save.
Glad we cleared that up.
Anything to talk about your music?
I saw Vampire Weekend on Tuesday in Atlanta.
What was the production value of that show?
10 out of 10. It was at the Fox, you know, nice theater. It was just it was a well put on show. Very professional.
Costume changes?
No.
Props?
No. I mean, there was some stuff on stage. It was just music, man.
Like breaks?
One, you know, the classic, see you later, come back for the encore.
See you later drum solo. I couldn't see them doing that.
They did some, took some requests from the crowd, which was a nice move.
Whoa.
Yeah, took two requests.
How many times did everybody yell A-Punk when they were like...
They had already played it. This was like towards the end.
Did they play, what's the other one that I really like? Step? They play Step?
Yeah.
They gotta play Step. Yeah, it's like, that's a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. All
right. What's the song that's the girl's name? Diane Young. Yeah.
They played Diane Young into Cousins into A-Punk. So it was like...
Oh, shoot.
Peak.
Yeah.
Peak energy for sure.
Gosh. They play like Campus. They play like a lot of stuff from the whatever. First album.
It was a good mix. I was worried they were going to leave some stuff out, but they covered a lot of territory.
Cool. Let's jump back in.
All right.
You got this.
What? I'm looking for.
You sure?
I'm positive. I don't, I mean, it doesn't. Like, who's out there?
Who cares?
Who's out there? Is this on an album?
Yeah.
Is this, what is this from?
This is on Nimrod.
You're listening to Nimrod?
I mean, this is a good, like, kind of like a surf vibe.
I like this. Yeah.
No words.
But I like, was that after Dookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 97.
This is a follow-up. Yeah.
What were you doing in 97?
In 1997, I was 7 years old, and I was probably getting beat up and thrown down the stairs by my older brother. So
nice.
That's where I was at. I want to acknowledge some people listening. Lindsay Hicks, it's your birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
First name, last name. Sorry about that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And, yeah, golden birthday. And then... Molly's listening. That Una song was for you there, Molly. Got any other requests, just go ahead and text us. We listen to Exception to the Rule by Better Oblivion Community Center. It's the Connor Oberst driven band.
It's Connor Oberst, Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers, yeah.
I guess it's a duo.
Yeah, it's a duo.
I don't know who drives. I bet it's a joint.
They probably stop at a rest stop and switch.
Oh, yeah.
Every, like, 4 hours.
I like that.
Yeah. Green Day, what's her name? Also, Green Day is being played in the background right now. Una, Forevermore, that song is from Molly. It's Molly, it's on the Baby Shoots playlist now, so you don't need to add it yourself. And then Dreams by the Cranberries, of course. And we are listening to, what's the name of the song?
It's called Last Ride In.
Yeah, it's a surf song.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Green Day. So my mom, you know, you'd go to Coconuts with your like $15 of like lawn mowing money, yeah. And then you'd be like, "Mom, I gotta buy this album." And then they would like my mom would screen our albums. So before I could buy that Fastball album,
ooh, she had to listen to it.
Mary Lou Rubright was like, "There's a heavy." They're talking about methadone a lot, and I'm like, "Mom, I don't know what methadone even is." And she's like, "Exactly. I don't want you to learn Rejected." Or like the big one, the big controversy at our house was it's a song that's got like, "Please don't tell me everything is wonderful now." What's the name of that band? They got hit. It was hit after hit. I mean, yeah. It was like that album was incredible. AM Radio is another hit song by them.
That wasn't like Goo Goo Dolls, was it?
No.
It was like a rock and roll version of them.
No, it's not Better Than Ezra.
You tuned into what was that band?
Name that song. Shoot, man, come on, just not Madonna. No. Chris Christopherson.
It's too generic of a term. Generic of a search. We're getting there.
Everclear.
Oh yeah.
We should play some Everclear for sure.
Yeah, we could do that.
I love that song. That album. What's that album? Songs for the American Movie number one. Yes, song was incredible.
It's very evocative of like that. I think for someone our age, it kind of evokes that time.
Yeah,
of like being 9. Or whenever that was.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, but that's the thing. So that album is like getting played on 93.7. It's getting played on 101.5. It's getting played across the board, Birmingham, Alabama. Like you had to have that like Birkenstocks, you know. And so we were like hitting up Bumpus Middle School, and it was just like, "Dude, you listen to Everclear?" Of course I am. However, you just can't like. It was incredible. I don't know. It was just one of those things that, like, my mom, like, said no when my brother tried to buy the CD. And so it was, like, banned in the house for a while, even if we, like, heard the stuff on. Because there's, like, heavy drug use. And I'm pretty sure the lead singer, like, OD'd or something like that. I'm sure it was.
I stay out of that stuff, man.
Yeah. And then, but anyway, so slightly after that, my brother, like, puts Dookie by Green Day, you know, out up for submission. And my mom, like, approves it. And for some reason, maybe I was angry at him at like that week or something like that, but I really wanted her to like him to be like 2 for 2, you know? And she was like, it was not only that, because like my mom had heard some Green Day songs and she was like a fan.
She appreciated it from
She's like musicality.
The art
yeah.
perspective.
Exactly. Like, yeah, there's this is art. They're, even though, like, some of the stuff they're talking about is, like, some of the stuff.
I can see past
like,
that.
He's talking about smoking pot literally nonstop on that album. And my mom was just, like, fine with it. And then...
She's like, don't do this.
Yeah.
Enjoy the album.
Exactly. And I'm like, Mom. Also, she also let, she also let, like, Third Eye Blind slide, too. And there's a heavy amount of drug use on that album. So, anyway. Mary Lou Rubre inconsistently doling out CDs to her sons. I did hear this take, though, that, like, in the 90s, like, getting music was like a... It was like scoring, like, drugs, you know? Like, now, music is whatever. Like, we were just talking about, like, what that song was, and we didn't know what it was, and we just, like, found it, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, any song. We were talking about Empire Records, that movie, and it's just like, okay, yeah, here's that Gin Blossom song that, like, we just want to play. When, like, before it was like, dude, check out this CD. Check out this CD that my mom doesn't know I have yet that I got from Chris Izor, like, on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. And you're like, I need to figure out how to play this, you know, like...
It's more elusive.
Yeah. So it was just, like, having stuff like that was key.
We should go back to that, like, as a society.
Like, you can only music that you physically, like, can hold is the only music you can have.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm not into, like, stuff.
Neither am I.
As you might know.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So I'll have to work at it. I'll work out something.
But it would be, like, you could be, like, not into stuff. Because that's the whole thing, though, is that, like, the illusion of choice makes you less happy, you know? Or, like, choice makes you less happy. So it was one of those where, like, when I got the Astro Lounge by Smash Mouth, that one sailed through. That one sailed through approval. That one was just, like, my mom was here in, like,
unanimous
All-Star, decision. And she was like, why don't you already have this? Like, this is straight up approved. Like, when you listen to that out, you are like... Like, I got that album, and I think for, like, a year of my life, I was fine on music. Like, that was it. Like, it was just that and Pokemon Blue version on the Game Boy. You know? And you're just like, this is the pinnacle.
That's the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so... So, anyway. More music to come here on WMFO. Actually, should we do this now? We'll come back.
You're the boss.
We'll play a couple tracks, and we'll come back. If we didn't tell you what the tracks were... And you missed him. Here's is this what is this? What is this?
This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, it is. That's what I figured.
Yeah,
big pull there, man. Yeah, because like if we would have had a Cream song from my mom, she would have been fine with it. But then you know, here we're at. We are where we are. Anyway, yeah, let's we're actually gonna play a Gin Blossom song.
Told me at first I'd laugh, but now it's sinking in fast. outside looking in. So we're talking about not stepping around it. Maybe I don't wanna take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Lost. I bet they cling to the trash. probably go home.
And you can say we're stupid, stupid, stupid.
If you can see the signs, all I need is 5 minutes. If you read between the lines, one for the eyes and one for the voices, one for the touch, one for the soft grin, and then the kisses, and then the kisses. Your view to picture your position.
we couldn't get away. Ride horses, sail on the bay, drink from the sources, and then the kisses, following courses. Of a cigarette, mistakes don't regret. All I need is 5 minutes, like a drug with side effects, like a ride on a rocket. The love don't spend. All I need is 5 minutes. 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 Need is 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate.
And I'm here too.
You already know. Quick safety PSA, because we read the last one during the last hour. Summer's a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch in Atlanta, and never ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call a fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You are a concerned citizen. A public safety message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Let's talk about that set. Till I Hear It From You by the Gym Blossoms, which, again, if you call right now, I'll play that song again, okay? Because it was just like running down the street in the suburbs, you know?
No shoes.
Just like going to high school and knowing everything's going to be okay again. Asking her out, you know?
Not even, just thinking about it.
Thinking about asking her out. Getting like that note that she gave you out of your pocket and like looking at it.
That was a real thing, man.
Oh, jeez. It's back, kind of, because, you know, Google's infiltrating our lives, so, like, you got to go analog your notes.
All right, I got to think about that.
Yeah.
Might implement that strategy.
In what world are you passing? Are you at the job?
Well, that's the problem.
Big D's watching you, and you're like, I gotta avoid.
They can't know.
They can't. I know what you mean. Yeah, I can't. That's that. Nola for Yanya, Melts, Holy Ghost, Do This. And then the song that I didn't even write, 5 Minutes by Her. You're welcome for that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. We could probably keep this momentum rolling into whatever, however long you want to do this. How much music do you have? How much music do you transport in here?
So nearly infinite amount. That's what I figured. Keep the train rolling.